Welcome to the Driving Eureka podcast, where we share ideas and advice for helping you find, filter, and fast-track big ideas. Let's go! Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, advisor to global organizations on the Deming philosophy and host of the Deming Institute podcast.
And I'm Doug Hall, inventor, speaker, teacher, and whiskey maker. I'm also the founder of the Eureka Ranch and author of the Driving Eureka book.
This is episode zero, and in this episode, Doug and I discuss the aim and structure of the Driving Eureka podcast. Okay, so welcome to our first podcast on Driving Eureka. And I want to start out, and we just want to kind of give you a little bit of background on why we started this podcast and some of the conversation that I had with Doug early on about doing this podcast was, and some of the things he told me that I wrote down were that he wanted to have, he has got this scalable system and he wants to make people aware of it because how could they know? One of Dr. Deming's famous quotes. So with this new approach in driving Eureka and getting to Eureka, we want this podcast to be about how you can basically fast track big ideas. Is that kind of a fair thing to say, Doug?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's about find, filter, and fast track. Get the idea, figure out which ones are the best ideas to do, and then make them happen. And it's teaching people systems for doing that. And that's what the Driving Eureka book is about. And it's powered by data. It's powered by the Innovation Engineering System, which all came from Dr. W. Edwards Deming, which you're an expert on. I mean, you lead the Deming podcast. You and I have both approached system thinking, because that's what this is all about. It's about system thinking. In our case, it has to be systems about ideas.
And being able to accomplish that in the form of a narrative, the podcast, we're hoping, will help facilitate people wanting to, one, learn a methodology, correct, on how to not only create their ideas, but then move it into the marketplace.
And not just ideas into the marketplace. It's ideas for anything, any problem that you've got, that it's hard to get done, that you want to work smarter, not harder. It's a toolkit for your brain. Some people we have a fundamentals course that we teach on campus, and it's considered basic learning. I mean, these are fundamental principles that people need to know, how to create ideas, how to communicate them, how to commercialize them. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your field of study, whatever your work is, be your personal or professional life, it's about making that real. That's what we're here to talk about. Is if you can walk away from each episode with a couple of little ideas that spark your thought, then we've done our job.
Okay. And then basically the format that we've put together then is to follow your newsletter that you started putting out in October. October 18th was your first newsletter, and going through and talking about usually a topic and then getting into some excerpts from the book, some podcasts that you've done, and then kind of a fun section. And that's the format that we're following.
Yeah. What it does is it allows us in this new digital world where things have to be truncated to 300, 500, 600 words, and there is no space for a conversation, the podcast enables us to take the thoughts that come from the newsletter and have a conversation around them. And our goal is Trip, between you and I talking about it, coming from both of our experiences, which are common around systems but unique in the way we've approached it, that we can engage the listeners into that conversation themselves so we can get them to think. Because at its essence, everything we do at the Eureka Ranch is about getting people to think deeper, about their problems, their ideas, and the systems for how they're doing it. And so the conversation spins off of the newsletter where we'll summarize it quickly and then take it. It's just like you said. The first is a lead article, which is about something that we're thinking about. It's a big thought that we're thinking about. Second is usually an excerpt, a little bit more disciplined, excerpt from the Driving Eureka book, and have, again, conversation on that. The book's, there was a lot more words until it got truncated down. even in books. And then the third is where we have some fun, where we take people to the Brain Brew Custom Whiskey Academy, where we apply everything that we've taught in the real world, which is in my crazy whiskey company. We're going to take you behind the scenes on what's it take to start up a company, one of the most difficult industries, which is whiskey, because of the legal regulations, the aging and the math. It's a nightmare. And so no matter what you're starting up, you're going to get to go on that ride to learn what it's like. Again, applying what we taught you in the first two parts of the podcast.
Okay. And the expectation from people is, just to summarize somewhat what you said, is any problem that they have that you can generate ideas. You know, it's interesting. There was a book I just read. I think it's called Decisive. And what it talks about is how executives and people in general, the natural tendency is to latch in onto one idea and then kind of go with that and do some analysis on it. But they don't look outside of what's in front of them or something maybe that they're familiar with from an idea standpoint. And it's one of the things that I really like about Driving Eureka, the book, is it gives you a methodology to be able to think in terms of how you generate other ideas, which is something that is really needed in decision making, to kind of look at the world out there. And when organizations are under pressure, they have a tendency to narrow their focus as opposed to broaden it. And it's one of the things that I really like about this book in Driving Eureka, yeah, is that it helps facilitate that.
Yeah. And in fact, the data shows, from Alex Osborne's work to our research, because everything in this podcast and in the book is grounded in data. And the data shows quite clearly, the more ideas you have, the more big ideas you have. Alex Osborne said, quantity breeds quality. And it truly does. And part of that is ideas are feats of association. So if I've created 10 ideas and I start to look at them a little bit, I can take those ideas and connect them oftentimes into an even bigger idea. But if I've got one idea, then I'm just going to keep pounding that one idea in hopes that a miracle will occur. I mean, we've got to open ourselves up to more thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean diffusing it, but it means exploring and opening up our minds. And so one of the things that we'll talk about in this podcast is ways to open up your mind to look better. I know you can do it. Folks, those of you listening, I know you can do it. I have it on good authority that 100% of you were once 7 years of age and had lots of ideas. And then you learned about adult and practicality and properness, and next thing you know, you're mentally constipated. We're going to open up your mind. We're going to shoot you, push you, jolt you, ignite you to get you to think. I'm going to say stuff that's outrageous, that's going to push you. But at the end of the day, the whole goal is to enable you to find, filter, and fast track big ideas.
And
you know, Tripp, one of the things that drives me crazy is people say, I'll sit with somebody and they'll say, you know, I had an idea once. And I said, oh, what was it, gas? Or what happened? You know? I mean, anyway, yeah, I had an idea. I said, what'd you do about it? Nothing. Oh, come on. What, do you want to live a life of woulda, coulda, shoulda? I don't think so. I mean, the world needs ideas right now. And there's never been a better time. Never been a better time to think than today. The digital systems make it so much easier to do things than it ever did before.
Well, then one of your challenges, Doug, is going to be, since I've attended one of your some of your workshops and so forth, is you gave me the ultimate lack of creativity insult, which is calling me prudent. So part of the podcast will be moving me from prudent to idea creator. So, and I look forward to that journey too. Somebody's got to be the straight guy, right? Somebody's got to play it straight up and say, okay, what the heck? Not everybody's a Doug Hall, right?
Tough love. And yes, I remember that. And it's amazing how you change the context, and the idea of being prudent goes from being a positive to a negative. And I said it with a smile, let's be clear. I joked.
I knew what you were saying, Doug.
But the idea was to push people to do it, you know, and to release and to do it. And teams did. You did. Teams do. they need to be, in some ways, Trip, I think they have to be given permission. So maybe here's what you do. Every week, as you're sitting there and you're thinking of ideas and you don't know what to do it, then wait till the podcast comes out and I'm going to give you a kick in the butt to nudge you over. Maybe that's all this is. That's all it is. 40,000 volts to jolt you to do the thing you know you should do, but whatever, worrying about other people's thinking, practical, prudent, puckered, as I say, you know, is holding you back.
Okay. And so what are some of the subjects that are going to help people get there? What from the Driving Eureka book, what types of things might people expect in the podcast, you know, moving forward?
Well, in Act One, in the feature story, it's going to be anything. It's going to be stuff that I'm worrying about. It literally is the things that I'm worrying about. And it's going to be on a meta. It's going to be right brain and left brain. I mean, the right brain out there will be, some of it will be kind of Zen philosophical about life. And then the left brain will be logical, grounded in data, practical, how to. And I pride myself in having a healthy tension between the right brain and left brain. So that first one's going to really get you to think. The second act, which will be excerpts from the jump from Driving Eureka at first, and then in time we'll do some of my others. I've done 7 books, and I've got an 8th book coming, which we'll probably preview here on the podcast. That's going to be much more structured with regards to very specifically helping you in a certain area. So if the first part is kind of out there and stretching, the second will be a little bit more disciplined and structured as we're doing, because it comes from the book. And then the third part is just plain fun, which is in the real world, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the crazy mistakes that happen. I mean, just today, I just learned that the bottling equipment that we've got cannot come close to the capacity of volume that we have to ship. And so all hell's breaking loose, because the equipment was sized by our partner, and we put it together, and when it was ordered back a while ago, and we've been so busy with other stuff, come to find out the equipment that we ordered can only do 10% of the volume that we have to do. So the guys at the distillery are texting me like mad, and they're saying, what the hell are we going to do now?
Well, that's actually a good promotion for the Trials and Tribulations of the Brain Brew Whiskey Academy podcast that we'll be doing also, because people we'll hear about these things as far as, you know, some of the things that you not only learned in coming up with these crafted whiskeys that you've put together, but also at some of these issues that you run into. This is real world stuff.
Yeah, it's so, you know, oftentimes podcasts and books are about, you know, they're written by people that preach but don't practice. And we really walk the talk here. So The third act is the Brain Brew Whiskey Academy, where we're going to take you behind the scenes to see what's it take to take the principles from the book and apply them in the real world, where we're really doing it, our money on the line and doing it. And this is not in the newsletter. The newsletter oftentimes has a cocktail or a little story. This is going to be really the story behind the story. So if you've ever thought of starting anything, whether it's a whiskey distillery or any kind of business, this is going to be the unplugged, honest, straightforward, positives, negatives from somebody. You know, I've been doing this almost 40 years now, 50, too many years. I've been doing this stuff, and with all kinds of startups, 26,000 innovations I've created and tested. And so we'll give you some of the real world advice, not the pretty prissy stuff that they teach in school, but the real world to give you some ideas and advice. Hopefully we save you a little money and clearly save you a bunch of time and some heartache.
Very good. Well, I think that's a good introduction for the podcast as far as what people can expect moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I mean, it's kind of simple. It's, you know, read the newsletter, and then now you can get bigger depth behind it. Trip, I've done Public Radio International, I've done ABC TV, I've done, and in all of those other formats, there is sponsors and advertisers and this political correctness that comes in. And, you know, here, I don't have to worry about what other people are thinking. We can tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what it's about.
Very good. I'm looking forward to future episodes, not only learning for myself, but, you know, getting rid of that moniker of prudent.
Well, and I need your help here because I've been doing this for so many years, and I will zip by things. And it's really important that you keep that beginner's mind. Stay a bit prudent so that when you hear something, you don't just go, oh, yeah, of course I can do that. Because the most of the people out there, 85% are left brain, are logical. And Tripp, your role here in my mind is to question and poke and prod, because I fully realize that the people who think like I do, I'm a minority extreme, but I'm here to help the others. And so your questions and that will help make it so that the everyday person, so this isn't like some, you know, I'm just a nutcase going off. You're saying, yeah, be practical, you know, that's what's important.
Right. And part of your aim is to make people less practical, so, and more idea focused.
Well, focus on if I was to split it, I'd say doing things, we define innovation as meaningfully unique, and do things with meaning, make a difference in the world, change your world, whatever that world is. That's what I really want you to do. And to do that, you can't change the world by just working harder. You can't change the world by just working harder. You've got to open it up and to do that.
Okay. Well, I hope our audience will enjoy our conversations and we'll be able to live up to kind of what our aim is and kind of the narrative of why we want people to listen.
Sounds good.
Because we appreciate you as a listener, we are offering for limited time four things. A 1 hour abridged audio of the Driving Eureka book, a subscription to the Driving Eureka newsletter, which contains weekly advice from Doug Hall on how to find, filter, and fast track big ideas. And the newsletter has other offers that are not made public. The Driving Eureka prescription for success. You answer questions and we'll help you assess your ability to find, filter, and fast track big ideas. And you get advice on how to grow your ability to innovate. And the last item, access to a Doug Hall interview with a radio legend. To get these offers, go to www.doughall.com/podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the Driving Eureka podcast on iTunes.